all the dervishes are here in spirit, whether we're here, especially those who want to be here. You know, the tarikat is not on a physical level. Mainly it's the level of the heart. And of course, we should make the effort physically too to be here, but when we can't be, our souls are present. So on this threshold of Easter, Holy Thursday, as Majida says, on the Passion of Christ, lived by the Christians, and of course, you know, the traditional Quranic view is slightly different, but that passion was still there. All the struggle, the love, the call, that divine sacrifice was there. And the return is there too, as we, you know, many people are surprised to hear that we say that Hazrat Isa will return also. So he's already returning in the hearts as the blessed way of, you know, communion with the beloved and community with each other in the way of sweetness to humanity, in the way of really taking the path to God outside of the traditional temples, outside of the traditional religion. It's so interesting that the religion is there and it needs to be there in some way, but the real thing happens outside, in the deserts, in the caves, by the shore, you know, wherever Jesus preached, and that's where the real thing happens. So, alhamdulillah. And in here. Not make separation. You know, in times when there's strife and in times when there's so much, you know, you could say what we would call foolishness or hatred. But still, all of this is from Allah. It's not from somewhere else. You might say that, yes, the rebel is behind things and his company is also stirring things up, but ultimately it's all from Allah. So we have to keep that unity in our understanding and in the way we look at the world and look at events. And so that way we will stay calm. Because it's like a show. It's like a show of lights and sounds. And, you know, sometimes it flashes so much we start to get upset and lose our balance. But what it says in the Quran, that the believers are those who stay calm and peaceful inwardly, even in times of great distress. And so not to get pulled into the levels of conflict ourselves and have that enter our hearts. Our heart should, there's that place in our heart that is this absolute field of peace and emanates peace. And yes, around, I mean, they're all the play of the divine names. But the reality is that deep peace. So inshallah, we will keep that no matter what happens. No matter what happens in the world. You know. And there's some things that we can affect a change in and others not. So to attend to what comes to one's doorstep. That's important. So one's doorstep can be, it doesn't have to be just geographical, just right there in front of us, but what comes to our attention, what is given for us to do. And primarily is to praise Allah at all times and to be grateful to Allah at all times. That is our primary work as dervishes. So dervishes are like the honeybees, you know. Everything in creation has its tasks and functions, and but the dervishes are the bees. So what do? The bees don't go on the kaka, the bees go on the flowers. They drink from the flowers. They take the nectar juice. You know, the flies might sit on the kaka. They don't distinguish between honey and kaka, which is very interesting. You know, I'm sure they have a high station too. But so the bees, so what does that mean? That means we're always drinking from the places of goodness, which is ultimately the heart. So we're always drinking, and we're drinking from, you know, good intentions, and we're drinking from good actions, and we're drinking from places of inspiration. We're drinking from divine beauty. We're drinking from trusting in Allah, relying on Allah, turning to Allah. So that's where the bees drink. And those are all the flowers of creation. You know, we're drinking from holy companionship, drinking from compassionate action, from drinking from the tears of love, drinking from tears of weeping, you know, if we see others in trouble. So, even an ant. So, alhamdulillah. Good. So, inshallah, Allah has made us bees and initiated us as bees. Alhamdulillah. I mean, orphans have so many meanings, just like fakir has so many meanings, you know. Because, as we know, the Prophet, may he be embraced in Allah's peace, was an orphan.
Yes.
And did we not find you an orphan, you know? And we gave...
Wa duha,
wa layhim zasaja. Yeah, ma wa daka rabbaka wa ma kala. Everyone's an orphan, or the dervishes can also be considered the orphans because they've left the world. Just as they are the fakirs, because, you know, they, in a sense, have emptied themselves of all but Allah, all possession, inwardly again. So the dervishes are also the orphans, you know. So it's also give the salam to dervishes and give the salam to people you meet in the street as though they were dervishes, because they are. They are dervishes in Allah's big tekke of the world, of creation. So give salams to people, Wali. Feel the peace in your heart, and you don't have to do it outwardly, but inwardly.
Yes.
Feel that salam alaikum coming from Allah, or coming from the Prophet through you to everyone you meet.
Yeah,
good.